بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Just a few more muzakarat, few reminders for ourselves with regard to this great and honorable month of Ramadan. As we know that Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam, before the starting of the month, brought to the attention of the Sahaba the great value of this month. One beautiful example that has been given by our elders for us to realize, to get some understanding what this great month is, what the value of it is. Like for example, as soon as the moon is sighted, just for tonight, we don't have to sight the moon, it's definite, it's from Maghrib time. As soon as the sun sets, from that time, if the government of a country have to announce and say that we are giving all the Muslims money printing machines, and that you can put it on any denomination, 10 rand, 20, 50, 100, 200. Everyone will put it on 200. But the machine will only work as soon as Ramadan starts. Like for tonight, as soon as the sun sets, then it will start working. And it's not an automatic machine, but a manual machine. You have to turn the handle all the time. We can well understand that almost everyone will be busy just turning that handle the whole month. The sleep won't overpower them. They will just be turning and printing 200 rand crispy notes. And also the announcement is made that there will be no questions asked where you got this money from. 100% legal it is, and no questions asked. And everyone, old and young, everyone will give up all their jobs and will be just printing this money. And we won't have time for our samosas and bhajiyas, do nothing whatsoever. We'll just be printing the money. So like that, this month Allah Ta'ala has made it that every nafal becomes the value of a farad. And every farad is multiplied by 70 times. So those great buzurgs, and we find in the history of Islam that the whole month of Ramadan, they only slept perhaps 2 or 3 hours just after 15 days. They were just busy. Nothing really to eat, just little few sips of tea. All the time they were occupied in their ibadat. And what we are getting in our ibadat, that sawab of the namazes, etc., it isn't for whatever year a person can print that money, but it is only for this dunya. He might die immediately after that, and all that is for nothing. But what we acquire for the akhirat, a person will never die there. And that things will never get finished there also. It will be forever and ever. So that great and auspicious month Allah Ta'ala is giving us, and it's starting as soon as the sun sets tonight. So we all should try and get prepared, not to print money, but to print the sawabs. And for that, the major ibadah that is of this month is rozas, the fasting. So we should look enthusiastically towards this roza. Roza is so valuable that on the day of Qiyamah, the reward of it, Allah Ta'ala won't let it be given by the malaika. For all other actions, the farishtas, the malaika, will give the rewards. But this Allah says, I myself will give the reward. And the same hadith, read in a different way, that it says, Allah says, I myself am the reward for roza. So a person who keeps rozas, he gets Allah Ta'ala. And if we got Allah, we got everything. Our mental state, our heart state, outward conditions, our finances, everything. If we got Allah, we got everything. And by rozas, we can get Allah Ta'ala. For fasting, and on the day of Qiyamah, which will be such a difficult, very, very hard day, unimaginable. But for those particularly who kept roza, they amongst other people also with other qualities will get the shade of the arsh of Allah Ta'ala. There will be, according to our understanding, what air conditioning, how cool and calm they will be. And Allah will host them to a meal. And Allah Ta'ala's da'wat nobody can imagine. That is they will get on the day of Qiyamah. So our rozas we must try and keep and make, we must not stay hungry, we must keep rozas. Many people only stay hungry, which comes in the hadith. Many people get nothing from their rozas but just the hunger. Many people get nothing from their tahajjud and making ibadat at night but just tiredness. They just got tired, no reward because of our deficiency. So we should see that we keep rozas, and for that is that we keep roza of the tongue also. How many of us, we speak such evil things, we swear, we accuse in the state of roza. So roza of the tongue, so that that roza becomes a roza. Roza of the eyes. How many of us don't look at our halal wife in Ramadan, that we shouldn't be in getting involved in that, but we are looking at other haram women. How many of us, our fantasizing, etc., looking down, so we have to keep roza of the eyes, roza of the mind, roza of the heart also, roza of the stomach also, to make extra sure, especially for Ramadan, all the time, that only halal enters our mouth and goes into our stomach. Our income must also be halal, and what we are eating must also be halal. So we have to keep rozas, which are called rozas. And then our namazas, our five times farad namaz, where roza is one farad, which we have to keep, which is the main ibadat of Ramadan. But the namazas throughout the year, and the value of them in Ramadan, much, much more greater. So five times namazas we should try and do properly. And what is called iqamatis salat, that is what the requirements of namaz. So all our namazas, let us make them with takbir-e-ula. All the sunnat-e-mu'akkada which are before namazas, let us make those sunnats before the namaz. Fajr sunnat, zuhar sunnat, etc. Let us make sure we make them. Let us not be missing one or two rakats. Let us not miss takbir-e-ula. If we can, let us be in the first saf, even much more superior. So all our namazas properly, the farad. And then let us try and make as many nafal namazas. And beside the farad namaz, our taraweeh. Let us make sure the whole month, 20 rakats of taraweeh we make. Even if we listen to the whole Quran in the first 3 nights or 10 nights, but the whole month, 20 rakats of taraweeh is sunnah. And we should make sure that we make our taraweeh also properly. Not just 2 or 3 days and then we become lazy or something. And with passion and feeling make our taraweeh also. Then all our other nafal namazas, we will be getting up for sehri, let us make sure we make our tahajjud also that time. 2, 4 rakats even, we should try and make our tahajjud. If we can, make our ishraq also, chast also. And then our awwabin, we do make our farastri of maghrib, 2 sunnat-e-mu'akkada we make, 2 nafals. If we just make 2 more nafals, then that will be our awwabin. It comes in a hadith, a person who reads 6 rakats of namaz after the faraz of maghrib, then he is awwabin will make. One of the great rewards of awwabin is that Allah gives 12 years ibadat sawab. Just for the 2 more rakats by which our awwabin will be made, we will get the reward of 12 years of ibadat sawab. For us to understand it, if a boss tells his worker that today there's some extra work, some delivery has come and we have to load off, or some packing has to be done, or a special customer has come, if you give 5 minutes more, I will give you 12 years wages. If a person is earning 20,000 a month, for 1 year it will be 12 times 20. And 12 years, that amount times 12, what a great amount in our eyes it will be. Just for that 5 minutes, Allah is giving that every night. That if we make just that 5, our 2 rakats of nafal doesn't even take 5 minutes. 2 minutes, and Allah will give us the reward of 12 years of ibadat. So this is really the month to really coin it. So, and with all this, one very important thing of Ramadan, especially to stay away from all guna whatsoever. Where we are earning, let it not be that we are filling the drum, but there is a hole in it. And everything is going out through that hole. So our gunas also, we should be conscious. There are those gunas that we commit, which we are not conscious about also. And we don't regard them as gunas, though we know they are gunas. Like the intermingling of sexes, that is guna, but we're still talking with others. We don't make no tawbah istighfar of it whatsoever. On the cell phone, how many gunas we are going. With regard to sports, how many gunas we are involved in. And sometimes in the name of deen, we are also involved in gunas. Like for example, females with males, they are teaching in our madrasas also. And we know it is wrong, they are mixing also, talking also. And we don't make tawbah, we justify it. So all gunas we should think and refrain from all gunas. Otherwise we might be earning this great, great amount of reward, but we are adding some drops of urine to it and making it all napak. Or there is a hole in our container, whatever we are gaining, it is just going out. And it must not happen, the end of Ramadan comes and we made so much effort. Amilatun nasiba. So much effort that we were sweating and we were wiping the sweat from our forehead. But tasla naran hamia. Those people will be thrown into the burning fire because of the gunas that we did. Allah protect us. Let a great month is here. Let us really appreciate it and make the best of it. May Allah give us all tawfiq, inshaAllah.